lonesome highway east of Omaha.
This is your temporarily misplaced host, your regular Wednesday night host, Kim Justice, here tonight for Kevin and Maggie, who have just gone through the arduous process of moving, have some company coming in from out of town and are just kind of up to their ears in alligators right now. And I've been really fortunate to have some great guests on lately and haven't had a chance to play some of this holiday Christmas music that I have. Now, as it turns out, I drew either the long or short straw, depending on how you want to look at that, and I will be here. My regular Wednesday night show happens to be on Christmas evening, and so I will be here, and I hope that if any of you have just a little more cheer left for Christmas, or you're laying around crashed after 48 hours of family and just want to come and hang, that you will show up at 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern on Christmas night, and maybe hear some more of these tunes. Tell us how your holiday season's gone, particularly that 48 hours. And tonight, I'm just going to play some music for you. Had absolutely no preparation ahead of time, so hopefully you guys will call in 424-243-4-0. We'll try that one more time. 424-243-9540. And if you want to call in tonight, share where you're at this Christmas, or perhaps some fond Christmas memories that you have, or maybe some not so fond Christmas memories, but just feel like coming, having a place to hang, and talking about how it's going for you this holiday season. My normal show called Recovery Now, it's a gathering place for anyone seeking recovery from the challenges of life on life's terms. I introduce topics and guests share their experience, strength, and hope. We discuss useful tools that have helped us lighten the load of our journey through recovery. More will be revealed. This is a we recovery program because it is in the we that we discover the new me. We focus on the four A's of recovery: awareness, acceptance, action, and adaptation. This is a place for survivors striving to become thrivers. Some nights we have a featured guest, and others we introduce a topic of recovery, encouraging callers to join us in the discussion. The second part of my regular show is normally devoted to open mic and some great indie music sure to inspire. If you want to know more about me, you can check out my website at inaflash.org. That's inaflash.org. And I'm glad to be here tonight. I will remind you to put your hand up if you call in and you have something to say. We'll certainly take your call. But I think we'll start out with a song from, well, and this is not my sentiment, but I know Craig was talking about it the other night. He likes this, and maybe a lot of the rest of you do too. I guess for those of us who have four seasons, it is a seasonal kind of thing, and we always want a little of it at Christmas time, but not enough to impede our progress through all of those things we have to do, like need to do, want to do, visit family, go shopping, go to holiday parties, spread a little cheer. And this is Toby.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Yeah, when we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really, really hold me tight, oh, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. You love me so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Toby Keith, hopefully you're in a place where you can stand the snow. We're going to get a little bit tomorrow night, and then I don't think any more is called for between now and Christmas, although we will be looking at zero-ish temperatures, and with the winds, that'll put us below wind chill again. So I guess we will have a white Christmas, because with the snow we're getting tomorrow night and those cold temps, it ain't going to be gone by Wednesday, Tuesday. When is, well, Christmas Day must be Wednesday, so Christmas Eve, Tuesday night. We've had kind of a tradition in our family. I've been really blessed for a long time, actually. I'm 50-plus, and for all of those years, the same group of family members has gotten together for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve at my parents' house, 4th of July picnic at my uncle's house, Mother's Day, because it's my mom's side of the family we get together with, and Nana's birthday, my 93-year-old Nana. Some of you have heard me talk about her birthday is around Mother's Day, but for all these years, we've been blessed until my grandpa passed back in the early 80s to be able to have the same group. And last year, I was stewing around. My parents are planning on downsizing, and I was sure that last year was going to be the last year that the whole family was together. You know, when things change, you know, families tend to break up into smaller groups and maybe go their own way. And I was feeling really bummed out and depressed about that. And then I thought about the fact that I always have to remember there's two sides to every coin. I've been more fortunate for 50 plus years than a lot of people have ever had the occasion to be. And for that, I'm very fortunate. And for this year, even more so, my parents did not get around to downsizing. So the whole group is still going to be at the big house. Nana, who's had a really tough year in and out of the hospital with health issues, is, knock on wood, doing good today. So I'm expecting that this Christmas, I'm not going to project into the future like I did last Christmas. I'm just going to enjoy it a day at a time and be grateful. I'll talk a little bit more about gratitude later. I did that a lot around Thanksgiving, but still have some of my notes here that were pretty handy. Again, you can call in 424-243-9540 either to listen to the show, or if you'd like to make a question or comment, press 1, raise your hand so that I know you would like to talk, and then I'll put you on. One of the things, if you have time, I'm going to send you some places. For those of you that are on the computer and into doing this, I might send you to YouTube a couple of times. Just about all the songs I'm playing tonight are on YouTube, or to Brain Injury Radio page, or my In a Flash page, or the TBI Survivor Network website. I posted a video that I made last year for my family and friends. And this year, do you hear those sirens out there? They're coming to take me away. God, hopefully not before the end of the show. Sometimes it feels like it, though. This year, I didn't have time to make a new video. But last year, another thing reminiscing, I guess, if you guys, I'm going to play the background song in a minute because I think it's just a wonderful song, a great sentiment for how this time of year should be. And I just happened to put photographs that had my friends and family. So if you go again to the Brain Injury Radio Facebook page or my In a Flash Facebook page, or you happen to be on the TBI Survivor Network page, you'll see holiday greetings. I think there's a picture of my dad and I on the front of it. You'll be able to click that if you'd like and watch the video as I play the song in a minute. But one thing I will tell you, when I watched it just before I posted it after my show on Wednesday when I said I would, I hadn't seen it since last year. And it was really bittersweet. It was, well, you'll know a lot of the pictures that made me smile. But I also, this time, October last year, I had to put down one of our dogs, Annie, and the patriotic goldfish, Betsy and Ross, who lived longer than any goldfish I have ever known in a bowl. They died. And three of my friends who are featured in that video have passed over in this last year. And so, another thing bittersweet about the holidays, the joys and the sorrows. And that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight, if you'd like. Or we're just going to spread the cheer and listen to some songs. But if you've gotten there and you want to watch the video while I play the song, this is Matthew West with The Heart of Christmas. I think this is one of my favorites. And great job of writing on this one.
I'm gonna make a wish this Christmas. I'm gonna say a little prayer. I'm gonna stop here for a moment before the moment disappears. World's in a hurry this December. The streets and shopping malls. I wish we could slow down and remember the meaning of it all. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can, cherish the moment, and the ones that you love, make sure they know it. And don't miss it, the heart of Christmas. Let's make it feel the way it used to. Let's find the wonder of a child. All around you, come on and open up your eyes. Well, you can find it in the warm embrace of your family, or calling up a long lost friend. You can even find it in the eyes of a stranger when you reach out a helping hand.
The Heart of Christmas. Ever cool. One thing I will do, I did this the other night, I don't think I'll have you queue up there yet. I'm going to play a couple of other songs first, but I will have you go to YouTube if you're wanting to do that and kind of follow along with some of these songs. There's some guys I think are really great. I'm going to play a song in between so you don't have to hurry. But if you do go to YouTube and you want to search the Piano Guys, Carol O. Bells, the Piano Guys. I'll be playing that after one more song. And actually, I have two other songs. I'm going to play a different one. I played one the other night, but I'm going to play a different one. But if you look through the Piano Guys stuff when you're just kind of surfing YouTube, check them out. They have got some fantastic music, a lot of it, not just Christmas songs. But the ones I have tonight are but a lot of really neat songs, songs you've heard by other people, but these guys are just fantastic musicians, and they were giving it all away on YouTube until this last year. They came out with an album, so you can actually buy some of their music now. In fact, I think maybe since I'm talking so slow and you guys are probably all there by now, I might go ahead and play one of their songs now, not the one that I was, oh, I gave you Carol of Bells, I guess, didn't I? I was going to switch songs on you. If you can and you're there, I'll come back to Carol of Bells, but this one, still the piano guys, Where Are You Christmas? Where Are You Christmas? If you happen to find that one by the piano guys, what you're going to see is something real cool. The piano player, Steve, does the cello, I guess it is. And I'm trying to think of the fella's name that does the, is it John, I think, who does the piano. And his little daughter, Sarah, comes out and sings this song. And I think it's pretty awesome. Very cool video, too. And this is the piano guys, Where Are You Christmas? Check it out on YouTube. Thank you.
here for Sarah, my daughter Sarah.
That was the Piano Guys with Where Are You Christmas? And for any of you who actually did go to YouTube, quick, switch back to Carol of the Bells. Long as we're there, you might as well check these videos out. They are pretty cool, awesome. So since some of you may be at the Piano Guys already, I'm going to go ahead and play Carol of the Bells. I think this is a totally awesome video. So if you're not there, make sure to check it out. Just go to YouTube, type in The Piano Guys, Carol of the Bells. That song has a really abrupt ending. And you know what? I muted my mic when I went to get tea. So for all I know, you guys aren't hearing any of this dialogue. So hopefully someone will call in 424-243-9540 and press 1 if you'd like to talk. And if you're not hearing me now, then you're just hearing the music. So I'll keep playing it just in case that's all you're hearing. Although I would like to know, because this is a pretty good story, I was searching for some musicians who would let me play their music for a couple of days around Christmas, and I happened to get a hold of a fellow, Donovan. I will have to grab you his last name, but Donovan is a producer and manager. And one of the things that he does every year, some of you might be familiar with, I was not, but Alice Cooper, that's a blast from the past, right? Alice Cooper lives in the in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, and he has a charity that puts, hopefully, keeps kids at risk off the streets. And instead of basketball or some of the sports that you see people doing that kind of thing around, his has to do with instruments. He has kids come in and has all kinds of instruments, and the kids do music, which I think is very cool. Very cool to get a kid turned on to an instrument, something that they can get an interest in, that with practice could maybe take them job-wise or pleasure-wise or hobby-wise for the rest of their lives. So I think that's a pretty cool deal. But every year they make Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding, and they get a variety of different artists who come together and make this compilation of music. And so there is a Alice Cooper Christmas Pudding for every year. And the proceeds of that album go to fund his charity. And I'm going to play for you a song by Desiree Wilson, who is on the 2013 version of this album. And she's going to sing for us Merry Little Christmas.
From now on, I
And that was Merry Little Christmas by Desiree Wilson, and she is on the 2013 version of Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding. And I actually got to say hi to Alice because they were recording when I got a hold of this producer. Alice was there in the studio, and they were producing not this album, it was already out, but something else. And so I got a quick hello, and at some time in the future, Alice may come and be a guest on my show after the first of the year. So won't that be exciting? We'll have to get the some of the oldies out, like myself, or some of our younger listeners who listen to oldies and are really happy when school's out for summer. Did they do smoking in the boys' room too? No, that was somebody else. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here tonight? I was trying to find one from a couple of our own regular indie musicians that I play. I do have them in here somewhere, but it looks like somebody shuffled the cards a little bit in the studio here, or most possibly, because it's been a very busy time, I could have filed them under one of the other hosts' names. So if you find odd Christmas carols under your name, other hosts, feel free. because I've lost a couple of them. This song, Libby, for those of you that know my dogs, did I post them tonight? I did want to say that the pictures I've been posting, since they changed the format, Blog Talk Radio, we're able to put more pictures that scroll on our program pages. And aside from our regular Brain Injury Radio logo, I've been putting some other pictures up, posting some other pictures up the last several weeks. And if they're not of me, then they're pictures I have taken. And I think there's one on there tonight. I can't see when I've got my split screen, the program page, but it's of some lightly frosted trees, winter scene. And that is one of the entrances to one of the lakes at Boys Town here in Omaha. And that's a place that I go to take pictures a lot. They've got some cool gardens. Father Flanagan, who founded Boys Town, has, of course, is long gone, but has a beautiful rose garden around his home, or a replica of his home. And the Garden of the Bible, which has a zillion varieties of flowers, and then a huge lake that always has ducks and geese and looks really beautiful in the winter, although I prefer the summer, of course. But anyway, Boys Town has always had a warm place. It's a place where I feel calm and spiritually connected. As it happens, my grandpa spent time there. He was orphaned as a small boy, and in the late 20s was a resident at Boys Town, and that's when their building, it was one building, and it was more institutional type of a building, where now Boys Town is on the cutting edge. They've actually built homes, and they have, what do they call it, the parent. Basically, what it is they have people from the community who are background checked very well, go through extensive training, married couples who are willing to live in one of these homes where they have 6 to 8 kids also living. Their idea, and I think this is a lot, I wonder where Les Paul is tonight, kind of like what they talk about in independent living, and that's trying to help these kids who have gotten there for one reason or another, whatever brought them, in an environment, a living environment, while they're young and that will prepare them to go out into the community after they graduate from high school there. And so rather than grow up in the old traditional view of orphanage that we had, they're actually growing up in homes with parent figures and sibling figures and having to do chores and just living in a more regular home environment. And that has seemed to serve Boys Town very well and their graduates. Wish they would have had that when my grandpa was living there. A couple of us here at Brain Injury Radio are doing a kind of random act of kindness. I'm not going to talk a lot about that tonight. I'm going to save it for Christmas, I think. But one of the indie musicians that I play a lot on here, in fact, he was in the very first round of musicians that I acquired when I started playing indie musicians, had found out a short time before I refound him. He was someone I knew 20 years ago and still had his CD and just loved some of the songs. So when I figured out what I wanted to do here on Brain Injury Radio, I was looking for him, and it was like looking for a needle in a haystack. I'm so out of the loop anymore with the hot spots and where the bands are playing and all of that business that I couldn't find him. And he apparently was not in a band at the present time. But one thing led to another with a lot of networking. I started out by hanging out at a music store. They gave me a lead to someone who gave me a lead to someone who finally got me in touch with John. And he hasn't had his music for sale or been in a band. And shortly before I had contacted him to get permission to play his music on my show, he had been diagnosed with a brain tumor, an inoperable brain tumor that's resting on his brain stem. And there's more of a story to that I'll tell you later, but he did just go through, and it was 25 radiation treatments. He was supposed to go through 28, but on the 25th, his side effects were so bad, he said, you know, if 25 didn't do it, 28 ain't going to make a difference, but I'm not doing this anymore, and he hasn't. And the intent of that radiation was never to be rid of the tumor. It was simply to try to slow its growth, because one way or another, it's going to grow in some direction. And as most of you out there know, the brain stem is command central for the brain, which obviously operates everything else that we have. So there were times during those radiation treatments, I was asking the audience to send up some good thoughts and prayers for John as he was going through this. And I thought, what a shame. I've been playing his music for a year, and a lot of people really, really like it, but haven't had the opportunity to buy it because it isn't any place. And so a few of us, my husband, Gary included, hatched a plan and thought it would make a pretty cool Christmas gift now that John is so far a brain injury survivor. And today, Gary made a website, and Craig is helping get some of the stuff up on a site where his music will popping up everywhere you can buy music pretty soon. And John doesn't know anything about this yet, and in fact, doesn't even have a computer. But when he goes over to his daughter's house, who I've been in touch with throughout this process, she's another cog in the wheel, she's going to, actually, I'm going to send a card and sign it by all of us that worked on the project, and I suppose everybody, all the hosts here from Brain Injury Radio, and she will give him the card on Christmas. He'll open it, and then she'll surprise him by turning on the computer and seeing that he's gone worldwide. So we're really excited about that for him. We've been working really hard on this. Quite a few of us have been working really hard on this to try to make this happen. You know, it's not very often that, well, you know, I think we all have some integral people in our life, but we all have dreams, and some of us are able to achieve those dreams, and a lot of us just keep dreaming those dreams, but they never quite come to fruition. And, you know, I don't know what will come of this, but one thing that will come of this is that the listeners who really love John's music, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on that over the last year, will be able to hear it more than just here on my regular Wednesday night show. They're going to be able to hear it in a lot of different places and even buy songs if they want to. And that's thanks to my husband, Gary, Craig, Les Paul, his daughter, Lindsay, me, and a couple of other people. So just when you think things don't happen or that there is no Santa, you find out that, yeah, maybe there is. So it'll be pretty awesome. I hope she gets a picture when he sees, because he will be blown away. I'd play you one of his songs now, but I'm not going to do that. He doesn't have a holiday song. I'm just going to tell you that that's something we've been working on, and particularly today. I think we all spent about 14 hours today trying to make sure at our respective computers that this was going to get done by Christmas, and it's kind of a crunch, and so that's why I did no preparation at all for tonight's show, and I'm sorry for that, but didn't want to have tapes, a lot of tapes right now in this next couple of weeks. I know that the holidays can be difficult for a lot of people, normies, brain injury survivors, and caregivers alike. It's a time where people can feel isolated and alone. And so it's nice, you know, it's nice when we're here and we have a tape, because, you know, you're not alone. There's other people out there talking like they know your insides. And that's a great comfort to be able to identify with other people of like mind. But at the same time, during times like this, I just thought it would be nice to show up live just in case. You know, you never know when that one person is out there who would want to call in and talk and have something to share about where they're at this holiday season or where they're at with their brain injury at this point. And so I wanted to give that opportunity. And play some Christmas music in between, just because I uploaded a ton of it, as you hosts know, and I will get it off the day after Christmas, because I know it's taken up a lot of space, but I haven't gotten to play hardly any of it. And so tonight and Wednesday night I will, and then I guess we'll be getting off close to 2014. Jeez Louise, I'm going to be here New Year's Eve, too. Somebody better think of something pretty fun for us to be doing New Year's Eve. If you get any thoughts or ideas, drop me a note. I know we have a email someplace on Brain Injury Radio that comes to us, but I don't specifically know how to personally get it. And so if you do have some ideas of something you think would be fun for us to do New Year's Eve, because I don't think I'm going to be getting a guest that night. Have a great guest the following week on the 8th. Fun ideas to help me out that you think the audience would enjoy. Why don't you drop me a note at my inaflash.org. That's a website, www.inaflash.org. There is a contact author tab, and that will send me an email directly and comes right to my desk. So if you have any great ideas anytime, as a matter of fact, about topics or people you'd like to hear from on Brain Injury Radio with all of us hosts, feel free to drop me a note about that. But particularly in this next busy week, maybe some ideas for New Year's. I will wing it through Christmas And then I guess I'll be here New Year's too, but I'd appreciate some of your input. If you're out there listening, I want to give you a choice of what you're going to be listening to. So, okay, I'm going to play another song. How about, I like this one. Some of you might be familiar with Hillsong. They are a mega church originating in Australia, I believe. Oh, I started to talk about the pictures, and I got off on Boys Town there for a minute. John, by the way, I guess I really got fragmented brain injury thoughts tonight from not being prepared. I told you my grandpa grew up at Boys Town, and that picture that's on the program page of the trees is at Boys Town. John, this person we're helping, also town for a period of his life, and I didn't know that until yesterday. So there's some other similarities that I didn't know. I met this guy 20 years ago as a musician. He was the musician. I was the spectator. We'll clarify that right away. And that was all I knew was his music. I did know about another tragedy that had happened in his life, but it was nothing that we discussed, especially in that environment. And as I've talked to him more the last couple of days, and he does, like I said, he doesn't know the surprise is coming. He knows I'm writing an article to put on our brain injury radio page. And so he shared some things with me, and a couple of them really blew me away, and I'll be sharing those with you later. But one of them was the fact that he too spent some time in Boys Town, which I thought was an interesting parallel. But this song by Hillsong is Come Let Us Adore Him. Cool version.
Oh, come, all ye faithful,
That was Come Let Us Adore Him by Hillsong. This might be a good time to say that Brain Injury Radio, as far as I know, doesn't condone any particular religion or faith. And so who or if you worship a higher power of your understanding is your deal. And so on some of the songs that I'm playing tonight, hopefully nobody is taking offense. I respect and honor your religious beliefs, and hopefully ditto that back. Tonight we're just having a Christmas program, not particularly politically correct, I guess, but then I'm not particularly politically correct all the time. So this particular holiday coming up on the 25th is called Christmas, and that's what this show is about tonight, and the one that I'll be doing on Christmas night. But please don't let that keep you away. I hope you enjoy the music, a lot of which is just seasonal. Let it snow. Nobody can find offense in that except me. And, you know, but we'll have a lot of variety of holiday music. So hope everybody is cool with that. This is Kim Justice pinch-hitting tonight for WTF's Kevin Phillips. Kevin and his lovely wife Maggie and their dog Luke have been moving. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Hate moving. And it's winter. They live in the Pacific Northwest, so it must not be a pleasant time to be moving, particularly when it's not a pleasant job anyway. They got some family coming in from out of town to add to it and the holiday. And so tonight they're taking the night off and trying to get the rest of their stuff unpacked and get the house together for the company and, excuse me, got a frog, and to do Christmas. And so anyway, happy to sit in tonight, play some Christmas carols, and field any phone calls that you might have. If you have any questions, comments, or some memories, good or bad, about the holidays that you'd like to share, or where you're at in your head right now, feel free to call in to 424-243-9540 and make sure to press 1 so I know you're not just a listener and that you do, in fact, have a question or comment. Kind of a funny thing happened once when we were beginning. I think most of us hosts have been around here for, I don't know, around 15 months or so. And one night, one of the hosts didn't realize on the switchboard, our computer turns into a switchboard here, half of it anyway, and didn't realize that just because a person was on the switchboard, it didn't necessarily mean that they wanted to talk. They might just be listening through their speakerphone or, you know, through their telephone in some other way and not have a question. And this particular host, I don't even know who it was. We were all green at the time. I do know it wasn't me. But he unmuted the mic, and a couple had broken into a terrible argument. "Well, you dirty son of a..." They were going on with this argument in the background, and of course had no idea that they had been unmuted. One of them had obviously just been listening to the radio show, and something hit the fan while that was going on. And so right at the moment of unmuting, World War III was going on in these people's house. And so do that anymore. So I make sure to have you press 1 before I pick up, because that was pretty embarrassing for all of us. Bad enough, you know, you get caught having an argument if just somebody who lives in your house or one of your kids walks in the room, but when the whole world walks into the room in the middle of your argument unexpected, that's a problem. Luckily, they were anonymous, so nobody knew who they were, although their area code might have gotten read off. But truly, 424-243-9540, and if you have a question, press 1 so we know that you actually want to talk, because I'm one of the hosts that won't pick up unless I see that question mark. Okay, let's see. The next song I will play tonight, still trying to find Francis Jones and the Saviors. He did a rather, well, kind of a racy version of Silver Bells, but he's who I call my bad boy anyway, my Jersey bad boy. I'm going to do, since I can't seem to find him, I might shuffle around on here and try to find him, but in the meantime, I am going to play one of our indie musicians who happens to have a whole CD of holiday music. And if you like piano, this is not the piano guys I directed you to earlier. This is an independent musician by the name of Richard J. Putorti, and that's P as in Paul, U, T as in Tom, O-R-T-I. And the CD is called For Every Day of Christmas. And he has 12 cuts here that are all of the traditional tunes, and I think I will play you it. How about this one? What Child Is This? By Richard Putorti. Thank you. that was Richard. I put this in the chat room in case any of you were looking. Richard J. Torrey, solo piano. His CD is called For Every Day of Christmas. And, yeah, somebody commented that that's peaceful. And it is peaceful. I've been listening to this CD a little bit in the background late at night. We're kind of an odd family, you might guess. We've got the four dogs and the bird, and that Come Let Us Adore Him by Hillsong a little while ago, Libby, the puppy who came a few months after Annie was gone, really likes to dance. She got kind of upset. Some of you who were here at the beginning of the show, and I might play it in a few minutes, again, our founder is in the process of making us new show intros, and he hasn't gotten to mine yet. In fact, we're about halfway through the show. I might roll back down there and find that and tell you what I did. I can almost maybe find it in this mess that I've made of putting so much stuff here. Here it is. What I did was I teased him about not getting those new intros done for our shows. We're in the process of changing sponsors and just needed to update some information for some new hosts and change some information for some of us old hosts, and it hadn't gotten done. And so we do have another host. He considers himself in the Midwest, but I am right smack in the middle, so I consider myself more Midwesterner. More of a Midwesterner. Anyway, what I did is I set out to find songs that mentioned my town in it. And I found several, and I was just going to use them. I had been using them as what I called audio belches. They were like little 5 to 9 second blurbs of the songs that I had found that mentioned my town somewhere here in Middle America. And then I said to my husband, I was blessed to marry a techie, thank God, or I wouldn't be able to do a lot of this stuff. But he strung my little audio belches together to make a 44-second mix. And I've opened the last couple of shows I've done with it and then just said, this is Kim Justice. This is Brain Injury Radio Network. And I threatened to keep doing this until we get our new intro. So a couple of new people came on the board, and I'm going to play that for you. And then if you can tell me where you think I'm from after this, I'll send you one of Richard's CDs. He was kind enough to send me a couple of extras, and I know it'll be a little late, but if I get it out in the mail tomorrow, hopefully you'll have it by Christmas and you can listen to it through New Year's and then have it for next year. Or we can work out a way for me to send you some MP3s of the songs that you like. So we'll see how on the ball you guys are. You got 44 seconds to figure it out.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha.
Omaha, you've been weighing heavy on my mind.
Where you come from? Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, there you go. Anybody have a clue where I might be from? Oh, I guess if you're watching the scrolling photos on the program page, you might have an idea. I think I got my souvenir T-shirt that I had made up myself after I decided to do these little blurbs. But I think, let's see, who are they from the beginning? I think it's Bob Seger, Waylon Jennings. Grand Funk, the Chiquitas in Omaha, good Lord, those were the first two concerts I went to in my life, happened to have been Grand Funk back in the good old days, and Counting Crows, Omaha, somewhere here in Middle America. Ah, and a group of rappers. Where you come from? Where you come from? Yeah, maybe I should just play their part of it. But they're here, right here in River City. And so we put the five, I think, however many of those there were together and came up with 44 seconds of what I will torture Craig with until we get our new intro. And so, actually, where are those boys? Here, 9 seconds. There you go. And they don't have a name. Each one of them, there's three young men. The three of them have names, of course. But their band doesn't have a name. So, anyway, if you look up on YouTube, Omaha Rap Song, I think you'll find it. Pretty crazy. They don't judge the city on the video. They are working like two streets that are close together that are not the most scenic here in town. But they're kind of funny. I got the grandkids. You know, their other grandma does, you know, teaches them how to do the cooking stuff and the Martha Stewart domestic stuff. And I'm the grandma that dresses up in the pink elephant suit and the Renaissance maiden suit and dances the girls around the yard. And I had this song on the other night when they spent the night last weekend. And it's really pretty easy. Three times they say, where you come from, where you come from, where you come from, Omaha, Nebraska. Now we done say it. Now we done say it. Now you all say it, Omaha, Nebraska. Now these grand girls are 7 and 4 years old. And when I first put it on the big screen, they looked a little terrified. But then me and their goofy granddad started rap dancing, singing it, and we were pointing at them, and all of a sudden they thought it was quite fun, and so they picked it up, and when I taught them about the 3 and 3 thing, they caught right on, as young kids often do. And so this is the good part about, you know, grandkids, not your kids, is we sent them home the next day, and they sang that 5,000 times for their parents who had been out to a work Christmas party the night before, and had probably had days they had been feeling a little better, and now their little girls were home singing rap music to them and showing them how Nana and Papa had been dancing. So I guess I'm going to be, the fun one? No, baking is really fun too. That's what my Nana did with me. So interestingly, the other grandma is with the girls a lot more like my grandma was with me. I'm the one who sticks them in the convertible, drives them around, like I said, takes them out dancing, goes and plays with animals, and does all of the strange stuff. So if anything, they'll learn to follow their bliss with me. But nothing's too off limits unless it's dangerous. You know, you try it, experience life, we're here, let's do it. One of the things I learned here at Brain Injury Radio and through my own experience is that, you know, you can spend a lot of time thinking about things that you want to do with your future. Like one of the things I thought I wanted to do is grow up and get married and have a family. I'm just old enough that that was a tradition and it wasn't even something that gals questioned or challenged back in the day. That's just something, a foregone conclusion of what you were going to do. And I always thought I had more time, I'll do it later. And I was a very successful financial consultant at the time in the midst of a 25-year career. And I was riding high, 35 years old, looking good, making money, having a good old time. And boom, my brain exploded with a ruptured aneurysm. And that was the end. The short story is that was the end of my chances of growing up, getting married, and having a family of my own. And, you know, whether it's writing a book, one of the things I was blessed to be able to finally do instead of just think about or talk about, or making some of those videos, or being a host on Brain Injury Radio, or having four dogs, even though it seems excessive, because we have more than a half acre of land and plenty of room for them to run around, and we make good doggy parents. In fact, most people say when they die, they want to come back as one of my dogs, so that's probably not bad duty. Nobody's been running away from home around here, I'll tell you that, but in any case, you know, we've been given the gift of life, and nobody's probably more aware of that than brain injury survivors, because we've faced our mortality, almost had our lives taken away, and some of us more than once. And so we learn to cherish those moments as we go along, and to not sit on the sidelines of life, hopefully depressed and feeling defeated, because we can't go back and mimic the old me and be who we used to be. And we have to go through some extra hardship, not just our brain injury and the pain and all of the personal stuff we have to go through with our injury, but the changes in the relationships around us, finding out who is really our friend and, you know, who wasn't our friend. And we go out, and maybe we were very competitive people before and had very black and white, cut and dry ideas about how things were supposed to work. And, you know, foods we would never try to eat, sports or hobbies that we would never envision ourselves doing. And suddenly you get another chance at life, and the sky's the limit. I've tried a lot of those things that I never thought I'd try, and some of them I've actually enjoyed. Some of them I haven't. I do make the joke a lot about sand volleyball. There were some people that were trying to teach me to do sand volleyball, but I'm a real girly girl. I always have a mani and a pedi, and I'm a blondie, and God, that sand volleyball was like sheer hell for me. It wasn't near as bad as a ruptured brain aneurysm, I'll give you that, but there is just no way to keep a manicure going on with sand. And so I did have a good time and enjoy the moment, but I did not sign up for the next season of that. That's for sure. But there was lots of other things that I got to try that I would never have envisioned. And I say, carpe diem, no time like the present. Reach out and seize the day, because we never know. You know, we live a day at a time. We can get up in the morning like I did on January 9th of 1995. My day was going like every other day. And that afternoon after lunch, my life changed for the rest of my life that fast, in a flash. And that's something to contend with. In our area, as most of you know who have heard me talk before, we did not have any kind of support group, still don't. And so that's why I'm a huge believer in Brain Injury Radio, because it is the ultimate in peer-to-peer support, particularly for our demographic, because there aren't a lot of support groups. And even in some places where there are, there's people that live in rural areas. There are people that, did you catch that? There are people that are not, they don't have their mobility. They can't drive now. And so, you know, they're not able to attend these support groups, even if they have them in their area. And so Brain Injury Radio is just perfect. It's a place where people can be honest, vulnerable, invisible, not be isolated or lonely, find relatability and identification, and be able to share in a way with other survivors, whether that's brain injury survivors, caregivers, neuroprofessionals or other interested parties be able to share on a level that we can't, that most of us haven't been able to share in anywhere at any time, and at least feel even halfway effective at it. So to me, Brain Injury Radio is a godsend in the area of peer-to-peer support, and I just feel very blessed. I make a joke, tongue-in-cheek, on my own show sometimes, and I say it only took me 17 years writing a book and becoming a radio host to meet my first other survivors. That's a tongue-in-cheek joke that's really kind of sad and pathetic to think that you could be walking around out there, I was going to say a wounded warrior. We traditionally think of that as our veterans, definitely. But there's a lot of wounded warrior civilians walking around out there that got their bell rung and don't know whether they're on foot or horseback. Nobody understands them. The traditional medical community doesn't understand. The loved ones don't seem to understand. And we don't understand. It's a process for us. And we're going to find our way through that process, and we all work at a different pace, some quicker than others, and I think that peer-to-peer support element is essential in recovery. And if you don't have that, then I just think it takes you longer to get there because you don't have the chance to talk to people who actually know what the heck is going on. What you get to hear is, and I'm not minimizing at all, traditional medicine who saves our lives, that's huge. But they don't, again, tongue-in-cheek, give us a heads up about what we might be facing in residuals down the line and how that might alter the course of our life forever in one way or another. We find that out the hard way. And sometimes by the time we're figuring that out, we wound up at what I not so affectionately call the shrink boneyard. And by that time, we are half crazy because we haven't been validated and our confidence has been undermined. And it's just a really tough haul. So when we can be there for each other in a forum like this, I just think that this is truly something to be grateful for and a wonderful gift, just a wonderful gift. So I think I'll play another Christmas song. And I think we'll stick with Richard for just a moment and play the first Noel. Richard Guttatori. That was The First Noel by Richard Puttatori. I like to make a joke. My family is half Italian. I'm Italian and Irish. And so one of the things that one of my old Italian aunts used to say with a name like that is, ah, a nice Jewish boy, knowing full well he was Italian, right? It's those vowels at the end. That'll give you away every time. Anyway, Richard has a great CD, so for any of you that want to check that out again, it's Richard J. Puttatori. Sorry, I was doing that just fine earlier. This sleepy time tea I'm drinking must be working, but it's P as in Paul, U, T as in Tom, O-R-T-I, Richard J. Puttori. He's a solo pianist. The name of the CD is For Every Day of Christmas, and he's found in all the usual haunts, Amazon, iTunes, and cuts of some traditional piano music. Now, I think I found this, my bad boy song. I was going to play a really nice song that and the other one I played for you earlier by Matthew West are a couple of my favorites, but I've got an indie musician. I play quite a bit of his music, Francis Jones and the Saviors, and I call them my bad boys from Jersey. I've seen a couple of their YouTubes. I shouldn't say that out loud. They're a little younger, a little wilder than some of my indie musicians, and in fact, I shouldn't even say Francis Jones and the Saviors because they didn't do it under their band name, this one Christmas carol they did. What is it called? It was called Life Beater. So if you go on YouTube right now and you look up Life Beater, L-I-F-E, separate word, B-E-A-T-E-R, Silver Bells, then you'll be able to watch his video. And it's funny because the ones I've seen of his music that I play during the rest of the year, he's usually shirtless and they're down at the beach or, you know, down on the Jersey Shore or whatever, and he's a skinny little guy. And I tease him about, you know, he needs to get a few good meals. In this particular video I just pointed out to you guys, he has on a suit. And he's looking pretty sweet, but he's still got that edge of naughty and a different, very different sound. So we'll give you a sharp contrast between Richard and his piano, The First Noel, and we will hear, okay, Life Beater sing Silver Bells.
It's almost Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Be nice to everyone.
Life Beater.
Kids watch, this is Santa's big scene, and I'm over.
Okay, was that one of the stranger versions you've heard of Silver Bells? And I'm going to send that one out to Craig because he claimed he didn't really like this festive music too much. And so, hi, Jenny. And hi, we want to welcome Lisa. Lisa is from Australia, and she dropped in on us tonight and has been in the chat and listening. Yeah, Jenny, and I'll read that in just a minute. Listening to the Christmas carols with us. So we want to welcome her. Lisa hasn't been around before, and want to welcome her to Brain Injury Radio from the great land of Australia, and hope she'll come back and see us again. And Jenny just popped in. In any case, Craig had made a joke the other night if I was going to get on and play Christmas carols, he was going to take a bath with a transistor. So I figured I saw him, I think him, come on, and I thought that would be a great time to play Francis Jones' Silver Bells song. And Craig, if you listen to that from the beginning, he says something naughty that I had to edit off at the very beginning. And that might just be your favorite Christmas carol for this year. Anyway, it's a good one. And the regulars who listen to my show do know Francis Jones and the Saviors, and they've got some great music with a different sound about them. Pretty cool. Very nice guys, too. However, I think they had a beer and a cigar while they were doing that Silver Bells version. But big hearts, very big hearts. He's a great guy. And now I think I'm going to go totally the opposite way, whip you guys around a little bit, and play the song that the other song that I really like. This one's by Clay Aiken. I know it is a favorite for many of you. And before I put it on, I will just announce again, this is Brain Injury Radio. I'm your regular Wednesday night host, Kim Justice, stepping in for Kevin Phillips tonight. He and his wife, Maggie, went through a move, yuck, in this weather. Have out-of-town company coming, lots of boxes to unload, and so decided to let them have the night off. And play some Christmas carols, or the other way around. They were willing to take the night off to finish getting their boxes undone and get ready for company, and were kind of glad that I'd pop in and play some Christmas carols. So that worked out pretty good. I've had some really darn good guests, and we've been talking a lot longer than we usually do. And so last year I remember playing a lot of music, and this year I really haven't very much. I guess I'll get the opportunity on Christmas night, but this is just a little prelude to that. So if you're out there feeling good, feeling not so good, having memories of good times or bad times around Christmas, just feeling lonely, isolated, or so much joy you're brimming over the top of your cup and you feel like calling in, please do. Number's 424-243-9540. Don't forget to press 1 so that I know that you want to talk. This is Clay Aiken with Mary Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know walked where angels trod. When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great.
That was Clay Aiken with Mary, Did You Know? Jenny, he didn't have it until today. We just did it. So you might want to re-look on that. Anyway, I was talking, I just know because we just put that up today. I was talking a little bit earlier about a project a few of us at Brain Injury Radio were working on behalf of a fellow brain injury survivor, indie musician. And I didn't give out a lot of details because it's not ready to go yet, but it's a supportive surprise for one of our own and going to be something that he would never have dreamed of in a million years. So I was thinking, since he didn't have a computer, I don't want to give out too much information, but I wonder if it would be bad to give that Facebook page so it could get some likes on it before it's ready to go, or if I should just wait. Well, maybe I will. He's not going to know it. I will try to remember. Wait, Jenny says. Well, actually, I might have my answer, and then I'll put on a couple of your mics. Craig, is that you?
It is, yeah. Do you really think he's listening to your show right now?
No, I know he doesn't. He doesn't have a computer, and this is Friday. It's not my regular night, so he wouldn't be here. That's why I was thinking if anybody just wanted to like the Facebook page or we could discuss this, this would be a place he's not going to know about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, but remember to go back. The music will be for sale by the song or by the album here in a day. I mean, we just transposed it. It was a little more complicated than we were hoping. I'll tell you that off air, but it's almost done. I had to go down, and he made me do part of it. He made me help.
No, ow.
No, it's okay.
It
was done funky for some reason, and it's being recoded right so that it can be on all those things.
Well, one thing I can tell.
It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll tell part of it anyway. One thing that you guys can do, if you would, this is kind of like a make-a-wish thing, as I was saying earlier, and I won't go through that for you that were here earlier, but one of the indie musicians that I use before, I've been playing him all year, and a lot of you really love him, John Cruz, and he has not had his music for sale this whole year that I've been playing it. He wasn't in a band. And then before I had gotten in touch with him, he had been diagnosed with an inoperable tumor on his brainstem. And we decided, a group of us, Les and Craig and my husband and me, and I recruited his daughter. And we've been working today, all of us separately. Probably, I bet we all put in a 14-hour day today trying to get this done for Christmas so that John, who does not have a computer, will go to his daughter's house for Christmas. And I'm going to send a card. I didn't get to tell you this, Craig and Les Paul. You weren't here before, but I'm going to send a card and sign off on Brain Injury Radio hosts and those of us that have been working on this, and say that we wish we could be there with him, but we just wanted to give him this gift and wish him a Merry Christmas. And so Lindsay will hand him a card while they're giving out other gifts at Christmas time, and he'll look at the card and probably go, what's that mean? And then she'll go over to the computer and flip it on and show her all that we've been doing, and he will be blown away. And so one thing, if you guys are interested in supporting this right now, is we put up a Facebook page today, and it is if you're on Facebook, you're going to know part of this already, but it would be www.facebook.com/JohnCruiseBlues. All one word, lowercase, and that's JohnCruiseBlues. And you will see a picture of a guy with a guitar in the profile picture on Facebook, and then that back cover thing I put in there for the moment is neon lights that say Blues Hall. And some of this will be likely to change, but in any case, he'll have a business Facebook page. Gary put together a web page for him today, so he will have a web page, and Craig is helping, Craig and some of his friends are helping get John set up at a couple of places that are going to wind up having his music embedded everywhere it could be sold or listened to. And so this is going to be like a make-a-wish for somebody who hasn't had a lot of breaks in his life, who's an excellent musician, or we wouldn't all be on board the way we are. And this is one of those things. I don't know. It's going to be really great for him, and I know that it's been really great for us to try to help somebody. You know, give them a leg up, especially when they become one of our own. And maybe I have been playing Christmas music, but as long as I went that far, maybe I will play one of John's songs. So those of you who are out there listening in Radio Land and are not on the chat or the switchboard, and I'll get the rest of you on the switchboard in just one second, I think I'll go ahead and play one of his songs real quick.
I'm going to mute myself, but I loaded that song for you so you can play. I sent you a text. You must not have got it. All I Want for Christmas is 17 from the Top.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, mute yourself and come back when you feel it like it. I'll look for it. Okay, I'll have to look at that text. That's pretty cool. Okay, I'm going to play you 6 minutes remaining. What? Thought I had a two-hour show. Oh, my God. There is a little bit of overtime. I'm going to tell you guys real quick. I'm not going to stay forever, but if you do want to listen for a little while longer, you need to dial in 424-243-9540. Otherwise, in about 6 minutes, you're going to get dropped off of this call.
Do you want me to extend it for you?
If you can do it in 6 minutes, sure.
I'm going to try.
Okay. All right. We'll see what he can do. But if you're able, I know Lisa's probably not able to dial in from Australia and listen, but the rest of you, just in case it doesn't work, 424-243-9540. The other thing you can look at, if you found John Cruz's Facebook page, is good night, Lisa. You can stay just in case he might be able to do it. I'm going to type the new chat, website Gary put up today, and it is www.johncruzblues.com. So that's JohnCruzBlues, johncruzblues.com. That's his new website, and that he doesn't know about yet. And all of those things are going to be connected, the Facebook and the website's going to direct you to Reverb Nation, where there'll be a lot more information. We're working on it now. Shouldn't even be talking about it now, because it's not going to be done for maybe until Monday, but you'll get an idea of what it is we're trying to do. And like I say, keep that under your hat. Don't do any congratulating or anything like that, but he does not have a computer, so he shouldn't be seeing this or hearing any of this, and don't ruin the Christmas surprise that we've worked so hard on. But I thought it would be nice when he gets that Facebook page that he'll have some likes on it already, is the reason I'm mentioning it here in this forum. I don't want to do it from my own Facebook page, because they're going to all be his friends and word's going to wind up getting back to him. So I'm trusting you guys to do what we need to do. So I'm just going to play one of John's songs really quick, and then I'm going to unmute you. I know 202-484, you've been on hold, and I appreciate your patience. Since I broke into this story, I think I'll keep my continuity going, and then I will let you guys on. One of the first songs that you guys heard of his and really like, and it was the first song I ever heard him play that immediately drew me, is called Palm of Your Hand. So this is John Cruz with Palm of Your Hand. And if you like this song, I hope you'll go to that Facebook page and like it, so he'll have a few likes when he gets surprised on Christmas. Say some prayers that inoperable brain tumor is a slow grower, and that he gets the opportunity. He's written a lot of songs, a lot of new songs, while he went through 25 radiation treatments. I told that earlier. He was supposed to go through 28. He got to 25, and he was so, so sick from the side effects. He just told the doctors, you know, that radiation was never supposed to get rid of the tumor or shrink it. The best is that it was going to help it not grow. It's on his brain stem, resting on his ear canal. And he just told them, if 25 didn't get it, 20 ain't gonna matter, and I'm done. And so now he is writing on faith and prayers, which I hope you guys will send some up so he'll have the opportunity. But we did get the 90-second mark, so we might not have gotten extended. Those of you that are on the board, stay. The rest of you have 60 seconds to dial 424-243-9540. And you probably don't need to extend the show now if you're killing yourself, Craig, because we do have a little overtime we can use. But this is John Cruz with Palm of Your Hand.
Of your hand, like a jewel
That was John Cruise with Palm of Your Hand. He wrote that song back around 2000, and it was a tribute to his wife, who he lost. She passed away, and when he sang that song, and I heard it 15 years ago, I guess he wrote the song before that. The CD came out in 2000. But in any case, when I heard that song, it really resonated with me. And by then, I think I had had, I had my aneurysm, because it was, I was 35, and that was in 1995. So I heard this in 2000. So obviously life being in the palm of our hand really resonated with me personally. And now, all these years later, a couple of the songs that he made as a tribute to his wife that he lost, another one called Sweet Tennessee, where the refrain is, he's the captain of her soul. And amazing now that these words are coming back to apply to him with his own health situation. And so, you know, God bless our great folks at Brain Injury Radio and for being able to do this for John. He is going to be absolutely floored. And when he was talking to me today, he was talking about the extreme fatigue and how his memory is really bad. And he was talking about a lot of the residuals that we talk about here on the program, but in his case, short of a miracle, and don't get me wrong, I believe in them. I believe that we're all miracles, but, you know, his isn't from something that's going to get, has a prognosis of getting better. There's a timer on it, and so as these symptoms come up for him the first time, you know, we don't know they're going to be going away or not. So in any case, this will be a really awesome thing that will be really meaningful to him. His only child daughter is about 30 now. He has three grand girls, one a brand new baby, one maybe 2 years old, and one 7 years old. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that will not only be cool for John, but for his daughter and his grandkids, when they're able to see him all over the internet long after he's gone. And I hope that's going to be a long, long time off. But in any case, this is a really, really awesome thing. So I'm going to open a couple more mics and then go back to, we'll talk more about this Christmas night. And I may or may not have heard from him by then to see how that gift went down, but we'll talk about it in more depth, because everything will be finished by when I do the show Wednesday, my regular Wednesday show for Christmas. So I'm going to play some more Christmas music, but first I've had a couple callers, and I'm going to put them on in the order that they've been holding, and I appreciate your patience. Allie, is that you? Area code 202.
Yes, me. Hi. I apologize. My phone was showing up in a very unique way. But, yeah, I've cleared the prompting. But, yeah, I'm here. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Allie. I really want to thank you. I've been meaning to write you an email, but we got into this project. But for what you did and said Wednesday night, and I'll talk about it to you more personally off of the air, but thank you so much for the things that you said the other night. I really appreciate that, and it really meant a lot. I think that my family's thought that I'm a little crazy and has never quite understood what goes on in our brains and didn't really know what I was doing. And so it was really a blessing that you and Craig and Les Paul showed up on Wednesday when I got that surprise, saw that surprise and about fell off my chair. And what was so cute of you is you said, even though she's stumbling around a little bit now, because
yeah, I got a little flustered.
She's usually very articulate, and I was just kind of laughing because that's exactly what happened. There hadn't been a lot of action in the chat room, so I had been sitting back with my feet up. I hadn't really been paying any attention to the chat and hadn't seen any numbers last time I looked. And I looked down, for all I knew, they didn't know how to get a hold of me. They're not really computer literate, and they didn't know. In fact, I could tell that's a mystery, but in any case, it was pretty wild because I looked down and I saw that, oh my God, it's my parents. I felt like I got caught with my hands in the cookie jar or something. So I thank you for popping in with the kind words and also the disclaimer that I was a little off my beam for a minute there with just the surprise of them showing up. So that was pretty cool of you. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome. I completely related to exactly what was happening. It's almost like performance anxiety, and there's this, like, juxtapositioning of, at least for me anyway, this juxtapositioning of who you've been in the eyes of whomever as compared and contrasted with who you are in the eyes of another group of people, you know, as compared and contrasted with who you see yourself to be, as well as the whole, like, evolution of Kim or the evolution of Allie, you know, from inception to now with all of the peaks and the valleys and the plateaus and what have you. And it just creates almost like this cacophony thought stream that really creates these little, like, almost cognitive and or verbal hiccups. And that's what it feels like for me anyway. And so in the moment, it's very challenging to kind of keep a poker face, and it's very challenging to show up in a way where it's imperceptible to other people that there's so much going on in your mind, you know, so in your mindscape, if you will. So, yeah, but I got that right away.
I know you did.
I know.
I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Right, because you always are very stellar. And so, I mean, we all have our moments, and I know I have them, especially when my brain is fatigued. And it's amazing because I even hear when I'm on the show here, I've been showing up in such stellar ways in a lot of my groups and what have you and interacting with persons. We just had a guest speaker at one of my my brain injury support groups. And the woman was a young neurologist who had started this practice, and they're just doing really amazing cutting-edge things using, like, multidisciplinary holistic technologies and things of that nature. And she's talking with me after the group about a number of things, and I'm completely taken aback but fully in receipt of all that she's sharing with me and taking it in because I'm open to the possibility of seeing myself in a different way, beyond the limitations that I may put on myself, not intentionally, but just simply because I don't yet know what's possible. And so there's almost like this ginger, you know, this stepping forward in a gingerly fashion, if you will. And so I don't know. And then by the time I get on the air, because it's late for me, I'm here on the East Coast, my brain is really pooped, and I can hear it, and a lot of people tell me, well, I can't hear anything. You sound just like you always do. But for me, I hear the stumbling and the stammering and the stuttering and the cognitive hiccups and what have you and the fits and the starts, and it gets frustrating. And then I sit there with this whole concept of, well, is it a subjective experience, or is this what's really happening? Maybe it's my perception. It gets really weird, you know. So it's hard to explain, but again, you know, without digressing too much, you know, suffice it to say I understood exactly where you are, and I go through that myself, so it's all good. You're feeling good out there tonight, and I'm enjoying the music, and I'm really elated that there was a force to just kind of galvanize this, you know, network of love and embracing for John Cruz. And I just think that's beautiful, and I can't wait until he's in receipt of this gift. He's going to be blown away. I know he is, and for a very good reason. And I just think that's such a benevolent gesture on everyone's part who's been involved. And I think it's great. I really do.
Yeah, thanks. I think it's really great for him, and there's no way any of us would have been able to do it alone and on such short notice. So it was truly a team effort of love and support, you know, for one of our fellows. And I just think that that's a piece of the beauty in life that is awesome. I don't know. To me, it makes it worth living. I think that's the best gift. I've been involved with this Christmas, and it's not anything I got, you know what I mean? It's something we gave, and you guys all out there listening have a chance to be part of that we by, you know, liking that Facebook page. So when he gets shown on Christmas, he'll even have some likes already, and for somebody who didn't even know he was out there, that'll be a big surprise.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I was going to ask, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, how can those of us who are not involved on the, like, technical side of things show our support? How can we do whatever we have the capacity to do in our own little corner of the world in gifting him with, you know, that great gesture of love and support and encouragement and, you know, the attaboy and, you know, pushing him along when his legs are probably so tired, you know.
Listen
yeah.
to his
well,
music
I know
if you like it, tell him, and then buy it.
I can't hear you.
And
say one more time, please.
Yeah, listen to his music. When it gets up, if you like it, tell him you like it. And if you really like it, buy it because he really needs the money. So that'd be awesome. Yeah,
so what do we do? What do we do, Craig? Because there was an overlapping. We couldn't hear. I couldn't hear everything you were saying.
One thing you can do, Allie, for the people that don't do Facebook, that I was just going to say, for the people that don't do
Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm not on Facebook. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, his website is www.johncruzblues, and it's johncrewsblues.com. And I think Gary put a comments or questions thing at the very bottom of the page so somebody could feasibly write something there. And then, Craig, is there something on Reverb Nation where a person can also write a comment?
Same thing there. And then if you really like it and you got an extra dollar, buy a song or buy the album. It'd be out in a couple of days for sale. And buy the song or buy the album, and that money will go to a good purpose, you know, helping him through what he's going through. So, but definitely just like it. You know, if you like it, tell him. You know, artists love to hear that. They like to know it's touching people.
And
yeah,
the URL for Reverb Nation is.
It's ReverbNation.com and then /John Cruz Blues. Reverb. ReverbNation. ReverbNation.com /. And then the same, we did it consistent so it'd be easy for all of us, John Cruz Blues. And it's CREWS.
Just like the reverb, you know, you hear the reverb.
Definitely. I also asked for the benefit of those listening, and I don't think we'll be in the archives. We're not in the archives after the sign-off time, are we, if we go into overtime?
We
are we?
Actually.
Oh, okay,
it's recorded,
great.
Yes. Everything's recorded.
Yeah, so
I'm glad that you asked because I know you're not on Facebook, so I knew what you were talking about. So I'm glad that you brought that up. There's other ways besides Facebook for you to give him an attaboy and do that. Now, Craig, I'm looking, there's a lot of Craig ones. When you counted 17, were you going from the sound bites or from the Craigs? Because I'm searching and searching.
Chapter 1, 17 from the top. It's 1- All I Want for Christmas.
I have All I Remember. Is it under that? Big Cold World, under that?
What? No, it's not on Craig. It's up at the top, under 1. It's not under Craig. It's under 1.
Oh, well, I thought you meant Craig 1. No. It's under Glass Breaking?
Yep, it's under that. Yep.
Okay.
So
wait a minute. I'm going to have from the very top. Okay, you guys. Jenny, while I count to 17, I'm going to put you on for a minute. I have another surprise, and then I'll do the mics. But, Jenny, let me put you on while I count to 17. What's going on with you tonight, sister?
Hey, sister. I actually, as weird as it is, this will be the first time I actually say my full name. I'm Jennifer Stokely, and I laugh because I'm starting to connect with who I was, with who I am, and I will always be Jenny, but my full name is Jennifer Stokely.
Awesome. I knew that.
I know, but
we'll tell the rest of the world now.
I've never done out loud, truly, that I remember.
Well, this is a good time to make that change. And Jenny does some beautiful writing. Geez, all kinds of posting. Where's your first? Because I always catch it on whichever one, you know, it pops up on a couple of them. So whatever one I'm on, I read your posts. But which one, if you were directing people to one that were out in the audience, and she is on Facebook, which site would you send people to?
If you type in J-E-N-I, it shows Jennifer Stokely in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Go to there, go to photos, and next to my photos, go to the actual photos, and those are where I share, and that's where I share my personal writings for all survivors.
Great. And they are wonderful. Sometimes it's research that she's done, and other times it's personal feelings, but all of it is some really good stuff, and she's had an incredible evolution over the last year in redefinition, and I think that's just great.
Well, something I wanted to share, because I've also run into other people that are also experiencing this, but I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. It has taken me, it's been 7 years come April, May, that I had my TBI. And this will be the first year I actually have an emotional connection with Christmas. And I find that there's a lot of other people that went, that had complete amnesia, and they're starting to kind of get it, but they get scared between the lights, the flashing lights, the stores, and family. There's a lot of stress, and to me, Christmas is about just being and spending the day saying, "Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you."
Yeah.
Because every day up till about a year ago, until actually recently, every day is like the day before and the day after. Nothing is any different because I don't understand it. I've never made a connection with the change of time, but I'm slowly making the connection, which means connections do continue.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. That's that elasticity they're talking about. I think, you know, one of the problems with that is that people didn't really get a chance to do it because they were unaware. You know what I mean? They were unaware. They just didn't, traditional medicine didn't tell them. They didn't have a support group. They were totally unaware.
Families tend to celebrate the same holidays the same way. And when you get somebody that just doesn't have a clue what's going on, it's just way too much.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I think that that's one of the reasons I was talking about when I'm here Christmas night, that'll be Wednesday the 25th. So, you know, 7 Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, that'll be the tail end of Christmas. So you will have just gone through 48 hours of intensive whatever you do, you know, around Christmas Eve and Christmas, and that might be a good time to come into the show and maybe drop a little of that sensory overload from the quiet of your house, you know, talk about what was good, maybe what wasn't so good if you're an old-timer or a newcomer. I think it's really important for the newcomers to know that 99% of what they're feeling is not crazy or unique, that most all of us have gone through it, especially in the beginning, and some of us go through it much later down the road, not every year, but I mean, we have our good years, we have our not as good years, depending on what the triggers are that have gone on during that time period. And I think those are really good reminders. You pour the holidays, you know, the sensory overload, the full basket and the cold weather and all of that on top of it. And then you just family time, and everybody's got family dynamics of one kind or another that are a little bit challenging sometimes. And, you know, this is just a good time to tune in that night, I think.
Well, what I'm doing is I actually, for the first time, I actually was invited to go spend Christmas with somebody that I love and trust with all my heart. But just the idea of going on Christmas or Christmas Eve was too much. So I promised that I would go a day or two after Christmas when I don't have to deal with all the hubbub and traffic and the excitement of a holiday, to just go and enjoy the decorations and the camaraderie and just being together.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things that I recommend to people that sometimes you don't think of is an exit strategy. You know, every now and again, some of us can get a little terse if we're under the gun or we're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, full basketed, sensory overload, too much intense activity around us. And if we want to avoid that and not make a deal or compromise a holiday for everybody else, it's a good idea to ride with a sympathetic party, or if you drive yourself. Because, you know, if you're feeling overly stressed or overly taxed, you can always leave, you know. Maybe you have a sick headache and you need to leave, but you're there for as long as you can, enjoying as much as you can. You're polite, you're adding to the spirit, but you don't have to feel trapped either.
Well, I wanted to add an extra tip on that for anybody who wants to. Before you ever go to a place where there might be too much and you think that maybe you might need to leave, before you ever go, call them and make sure the host knows that if you need to leave, no excuse, no conversation, just it's okay to go and you leave.
Yes,
and this
I think
way,
so too.
They never take offense, and they will actually defend you to anybody who says anything about you leaving.
Right, right. Well, you know, as long as you show up and you try, you do the best you can, yeah, you can be honest and tell people that you need to leave, or you just drive your car and you've got a gracious reason to get up and go. It was kind of funny, my uncle, and I'm still looking for this, trying to look for this song. I've got sports car, drag race car, last 2 years, Matt Duff and Lisa, one dash, something intro, 1-1 June something. Hopefully Craig will give me a little more guidance. I'm looking and looking for something really hard I've been begging for, and I can't find it. But anyway, it was kind of funny. My family doesn't drink at holidays, and they just don't do it. And on Thanksgiving, my uncle, his girlfriend's family, I have a feeling, drink like fish, but anyway, they were sitting there. He brought her, you know, over to Thanksgiving dinner, and we had like 25 people, and my uncle's house is kind of small, so people are crowded together. And this gal who was invited, you know, she was an invitee to someone's home for a holiday, says to my cousin, and it's his parents that are the hosts, I've got to get out of here. I just feel so cramped. My family, you know, sits around and relaxes and drinks. This is just way too uptight for me. And I thought, you know, she could have, everybody there knew that they were going to go see her family after they were at our family. And so, you know, honesty in its face, on its face, is a good thing. But honesty, when it's going to injure or hurt someone else for no good purpose, is not a good idea, I think. She could have easily gotten up and said, well, Jerry, we better get going off to, you know, my folks' house. We're running a little late, even if that seemed less than dishonest or honest, or said, you know, I have a bad headache. I'd like to leave a little early and stop by the store and get some Advil. You know, you can do things like that that don't hurt other people's feelings and still take care of your own needs. You know, that was not an ingratiating thing for her to say to my cousin, who went and repeated it to his parents. And now the whole family has an opinion of this gal. It was not a very smart, sensitive thing to do. And I don't know if she has a brain injury or she just drinks too much, but she left her manners back at her parents' house and forgot to bring them to ours. So, you know, I think
that's... Let me know
that
if you want me to start it. Just take
please.
One and I'll start
okay.
it.
Okay. Great. Jenny, can we take a break for just a moment?
You got it, sister.
Thank you. I'll be back. I've really been looking forward to this. I have begged Craig, as most of you know. Craig is a great musician in his own right, has his own band, and I've been begging him to let me play this Christmas song that is so good he wrote, and he tried to doll it up a little with this new stuff that he's doing, and I'm an old dog, and I told him to unwrap that stuff on there and give me back the original song I thought was just so awesome last year. And I don't know if he did that or not, but he did concede to let me play it, which I can't find it, so he's going to do it for me. But this is our own founder, Craig Cecilia, and thank you so much for playing this tonight. And go ahead.
It's been years since I have felt this cold. Man, I wish I was younger, back when dreams were easy to hold. And a photograph of family takes me back to a Christmas of before. And I know I don't wanna be all alone, 'cause I hear them calling me back home. I don't need a pony, no, I don't need a bike. I don't need Rudolph to brighten up at night. I don't need no presents or the mistletoe. No, I don't even really need a snow. All I want this year is to be back home. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow will last, but we'll be reminded in the future of the past. Waiting so long just to come home. I don't need no Christmas cards, and I don't need a tree. I don't need to leave Santa anymore to eat these for. I don't need a chimney or stocking stuff for. No, I don't care if he leaves us cold. No, I'm not afraid to down a bit earlier than it did the day before. The streetlights are all covered in snow. And I can feel hell guiding me back home.
That is so cool. Thank you so much. The one thing about our Craig is he's helping somebody else sell their music, but we get to hear his and love it and never get to buy it. But the good news about Craig, and I won't go into his business too far, but he's going to be having a double CD release coming up very soon of his own original music. And they're, I guess, the youngsters in the marketing business out in the big labels are being cute these days. Some of us old people remember double albums, and they came as a double album. But they've got a cute idea that the first CD that's going to come out around Valentine's Day will have something on the front and nothing on the back, and that'll be the first part of the double CD. And then around St. Patrick's Day, the second CD will come out with nothing on the front, something on the back, so that when you put them together, you'll have a double CD. Yay! He's on Reverb Nation, so when you're checking out John, check out Insane with Pain, and you get there some really, really cool songs. Unfortunately, I mean, you're going to have a lot of songs on a double album, Jingley, three of my favorites on Reverb right now, plus this Christmas song, aren't anywhere to be bought. You're just so funny that way.
Well, ultimately, what we're trying to do is build the songs up. Right now, we're ranked number two, and we want to sell the songs because I don't have any desire to perform them anymore. I'm not angry. I'm not going to. I don't want to hurt myself or anyone else anymore. And the music, I don't feel it.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't ever want to feel it. But I wouldn't mind supporting the network with it. You know, maybe something good can come out of those bad feelings.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I also think that your music, I respect your feelings, but I also think your music and your words heal and help other people out there in listener land relate more than you know. And that's a way of giving back that you don't really have any way of measuring. It's not always about the money or the concerts. It's about your heart, and you definitely put that out there, and it's big.
And I
could love that.
Pay off the label, you know, $200,000, you know, which I don't have. I'm kind of in a catch-22. I don't mind. You know, it got me out of a pickle. You know, I got in a contractual bind when I started having seizures, and so life is okay. It's actually a good thing. It's coming to a closure, and I'm excited about that. Actually, and I'll be on the road in the morning, but I'll be in touch. I'll be on the computer because, you know, they fly us now on a private plane. It's not a jet or anything. It's propellers, but we now are got private planes, which is kind of cool. So we leave when I want to leave. A little scary. I can't remember who one of the guys. Who's that guy, Ricky, what he crashed right around the holidays one time, and he's laughing about that, you know, because there's three of us flying together, and it's like, wouldn't this be funny? And I go, don't even talk like that. That's not how I want to go. I want to go up the toaster in the bathtub.
Yeah, right. Well, didn't Buddy Holly go that way, too?
Yeah.
Buddy Holly? There was a couple.
Three people.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a few people that have gone that way. Well, we're going to be praying that doesn't happen and that you have a
trust me,
a
he's
safe...
not taking me that long. He would have taken me out a long time ago if he was going to take me out that easily.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking more of the bathtub and the radio, but you will, before you leave, have to show me how to find that again, or at least put it under Craig so I can play it on Christmas night,
the
if
reason,
you don't mind. That will be the last
reason
time.
Find it, the reason you couldn't find it, you probably needed to refresh, and if you would have refreshed, you would have cut yourself off. That's why you got in there.
Thank you. Well, maybe when we're off the show in less than 30 minutes, if you'd consider putting it under Craig, maybe I can find it and play it Christmas night, and then we won't hear it again probably till next year. So we'll see how that works. But thank you so much for playing it and for your tireless work today. I really appreciate that too, and I know that he will. And I've got Les Paul on the line now, so I think I'm going to unmute him real quick. I've been worried about him all day, and I got to thinking about, you know, Jenny, you too, some of us that I don't, I have a husband, but there's a lot of people that live alone out there that have a brain injury and maybe aren't as close, you know, in touch with their family members. And I know people that Les Paul knows, and I guess if I would have thought about it hard enough, he said where he works so many times, I should have it imprinted on my forehead. But I guess I could have called there, but I wasn't immediately thinking about it. But I texted this morning, and then I called a couple times this evening to talk about this and didn't get him. And I genuinely got really worried because he lives on his own. So I was thinking about emailing Andrea, and you know, it's the weekend. I wouldn't have been able to get a hold of Cindy till Monday, so it might be a good idea if some of us hosts who are in that situation maybe give one of our friends, one of our friend hosts, piece of contact information. We won't do it if you're only missing 10 minutes and send the sled dogs and the cops over to your house or anything like that. But if you look like you're MIA and not were a place where you usually are for a day or so, it might be nice to not feel helpless across the country and be able to maybe do something to help. So that might be something that we think about. But in any case, Les Paul, are you safe and sound now?
Yes, I am. And wow, what a wonderful show tonight, and what a wonderful thing, Brain Injury Radio. It's a gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving. I don't, Craig, when you thought this up, I don't even know if you knew or I knew or any of us that came on later had a clue to how powerful it really is. I've had a long and hard day, some tears, some laughter, some smiles. I went to my friend's funeral today. And it was a very long day, and I went to the reception after. They even asked me to sing, and I came up with a song. This man loved to sing, and I've heard him sing Lionel Richie songs like Hello, you know that song by him? Is It Me You're Waiting mm-hmm. For? That? And
yes.
He literally sang it.
You're getting that
because
again.
Because I had whatever it was yesterday and a little bit today was just hitting like a fog, I felt it in my voice, but I just said, you know what, I'm going up there and doing it for Donald. His name was Donald. He was a dear, dear man. He would give you a shirt off of his back, even though he had a very severe disability, and that he sometimes was so bad off he'd have to go away in an ambulance, and we wouldn't see him for weeks, and we'd have to go visit him because he's a member of our local brain injury support group. And when you'd go in and see him, he said, man, are you all right to me? And that brought tears to my eyes one day. I said, Donald, you've got it backwards. I'm here to see you. And he said, yeah, but I know you have a lot of headaches and pain, and you're working and you struggle sometimes. And I said, I can't believe you. I came here to support you, and you're trying to take care of me. You're trying to give me what you feel I need. He was a very selfless, giving man. And when I went to his funeral today, it made me think of a song by Elton John called A Funeral for a Friend. I don't know if you know that song, but I like that song. But when I was there, and we were late getting there. I mean, we had 5 minutes before the funeral started because I couldn't find it. My GPS couldn't even get me there. I had to stop and ask people directions because I'd never been to this funeral home. And the reason I'm telling this is it ties in with John Cruise and all the things we talk about, like you were talking about earlier, helping a man in the palm of your hand. That song fits everything I've been through, life in the palm of your hand. That's how my life felt today. And I was thinking about this dear soul
that went on to heaven today. And when I went there, I said, you know, I could come in here really sad, or I could really just walk in, forget myself, and talk about this man with conviction and what a wonderful man he was, and then sing a song. So I actually sang part of the song and then talked about him and told some jokes about him and told how funny he was. And they clapped at me, and I was stunned at that because I was thinking I was really messing up. And then I thought, you know, he was such a cool guy. And as Craig is, as you are, not a guy, a lady, him, and all the people that come on here all the time, the different people we know, it's such an amazing gift, the gift we have of Brain Injury Radio, to share it around the world. And you were worried about me. I was unable to call you because I was so busy today. But then after the funeral, I mean, I'll tell you this. I could not cry. I don't know why. And I love this guy. And I actually thought something was strange about that. I kept thinking, this is weird. I love him to death. He's died, and I can't even shed a tear. Until they closed the casket, I could not cry. And all of a sudden, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought that's the last time I'll ever see his smiling face. And I went over and talked to his mother and said, I loved your son. He was such a dear man. I loved him very much. And then I was thinking about John Cruise because we were talking about him so much this week. This man deserves to be spread around the world, not for us, not for anything, but just because it needs to be done. We need to make it go viral. I'll do anything I can do to help. Sorry, my other phone started ringing. Let me get away from it. But what do? You just do the best you can do. And so I just want to say I hope everybody listening will reach out when this album comes out where you can buy it, and just buy it. You talk about it to everybody. Make it spread to the world. That's all I want to say for now. You can go ahead. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you there, Kim? Host, Kim? She muted herself, I bet.
Did I mute myself? Oh, God darn.
And my phone, my other phone rang, and it startled me, and I...
Jeez Louise. Well, and I was watching the clock. I'm sorry, we're just about to end the show. I didn't do it for 3 hours. It was so spur of the moment. I just kind of decided to do it an hour before. I had absolutely nothing prepared, so I only did a two-hour show. So we're at the end of overtime. I'm sorry, you guys. Everybody at least did get unmuted once, but
yeah.
You'll get cut off in the middle of your sentences now. So if you don't mind, I'm going to close the show, and then we'll be back. Thank you so much. And everybody, I believe Matt Duffin's going to be, or no, but Keith Anthony does his show tomorrow night. Matt Duffin should be all right and out of the hospital, I think, to do his show Sunday. And want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I'll be seeing you at the end of Christmas on the 25th, and I hope you'll come and keep me company. And until then, again, this is Kim Justice pinch hitting for the regular Friday night host, Kevin Phillips. And I'm going to close the show tonight, not with my usual outro, but due to the holiday and the fact I'm on someone else's show. This is I like a lot of piano players around Christmas. I don't know what's up with that. I like piano players anyway, but this is Jim Brickman sending you a little Christmas with Christy Starling singing. So I'm just going to play this song out. Thank you all for being here. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And a day at a time. We get through this together. Good night, everybody.
Put on a tree. make you smile today. While you're so far away, so I'm sending you a little Christmas wrapped up with love, a little peace, a little light to remind you of. I'm waiting for you, praying for you. I want
kisses through